Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jake Bachman in studio here on 93.7 The Ticket, wrapping up things here on Adam Carriker on The Ticket. Generally a day of Carriker Chronicles. We've got a little bit of that and Zach Wiegert in there. So never a bad show from Adam Carriker. And that continues here as long as I don't mess it up at the end, I suppose, as I've got a few minutes before we hand it over to happy hour. Today has been a day of transfer portal updating, and now there is one that Nebraska basketball fans would be interested in. Frankie Fiddler has made his decision. Of course, he was down to Michigan State, Wisconsin, Creighton, and Nebraska. Of course, the Bellevue West grad played at Omaha, the Mavs, the last couple of years. Averaged 20 points per game, 6.3 rebounds per game, 2 assists per game this past year. Ultimately, has chosen to play in the Big Ten for Michigan State, unfortunately. Sorry if I was keeping you on hold there. You hadn't heard the news, but Frankie Fiddler does not choose Nebraska. Would have been a good addition, obviously, as you can see with those other teams in competition for him. But Tom Izzo ultimately lands Frankie Fiddler at Michigan State. So we'll see what Nebraska does. Of course, they've put together their own recruiting or transfer portal class that looks pretty good. Of course, the latest commitment, Connor Asesian over there from Wisconsin, to go along with Andrew Morgan, the big man, Rolly Worcester, the point guard, and Gavin Griffith, the Rutgers wing player. So that's still Nebraska's transfer portal class to this point. Still got a few scholarships to give out. Certainly would have wanted to give one to Frankie Fiddler, but Fiddler ultimately choosing to go to Michigan State. Of course, this also has a more of effect, at least from the outside. Some people thought that maybe you might see some of those former teammates get together with William Lyle and some other folks in the transfer portal, Chucky Hepburn in particular from Wisconsin. Maybe that still happens. Maybe they all get together at Michigan State, but we will have to see. I haven't heard too much out of the Chucky Hepburn camp the last couple of days, and we'll see with William Lyle. Nebraska's still in on him. Maybe can land him. So not the best news for Nebraska, but certainly some interesting news as a home state kid will be playing at Michigan State. Like we said, already have been dealing with that with Chucky Hepburn at Wisconsin, so it would be interesting to see the reaction that he'll get from the fan base. I always thought that was kind of fun, the booing or whatnot every time Chucky Hepburn touched the ball. But understandably, I think at least from even Hepburn's case, understanding that that's kind of out of a respect for his level of play. If you have a home state kid go and play 3 minutes off the bench at Wisconsin, and I don't think there would be quite that reaction. But so that's kind of the latest news. Other transfer portal news, how about other just basketball news as the Big Ten is related? Illinois, of course, had a couple good years the last couple years. Coleman Hawkins, part of that. He has decided that he's going to the NBA draft with the intention of staying there. So I think he could be a late first-round pick. So we'll see if that turns out well for him. And again, some more shuffling to do out there at Illinois. Some other transfer portal news today. LSU's Haley Van Lith, who had been reportedly transferring to TCU, refutes that commitment. So she's still out there in the transfer portal in the women's side. And then a couple ones that we mentioned earlier, but if you had not heard from college football today, Brennan Sullivan, who is expected to be the Northwestern quarterback starter, started last year against Nebraska for Northwestern, started a few games for them. He's entering the transfer portal. Deacon Hill, the Iowa quarterback, if you remember, started against Nebraska last year, started in place of Cade McNamara for the majority of his injuries. McNamara's back. Now, Deacon Hill is out the door. He'll be looking for a landing spot. One other one that I thought was interesting is Dylan Edwards, the running back out of Colorado, about 5'9", 170, almost had as many receiving yards as he did rushing yards. We all know Colorado, if you followed that story closely, could not get a ground game going. And so, you know, a lot of that was on the line, and the line also gave up a lot of sacks to their quarterback. So we'll have to see. But Dylan Edwards, I thought that was a surprising move to see him enter the transfer portal. For what it's worth, Colorado did, and maybe this factored into that, Colorado did add Dallin Hayden, the transfer from Ohio State, who ended up redshirting last year with about 130 yards. Of course, if you don't play in four games, you can redshirt. But the year before had about 500 yards for Ohio State. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
A little bit of shuffling going on, of course, every day. Is a new day in the transfer portal with the transfer portal open. And with that in mind, too, the NCAA Division I board has approved legislation to allow instant eligibility for all multi-time transferred. The organization announced earlier this week on Monday. So, again, it used to be that you could transfer one time free, play right away, but if you're going to transfer twice, you might have to sit out a year. That's no longer the case. So it's basically... Everybody is the NCAA doesn't use the word contracts, or you don't have that, necessarily out there. But if you wanted to think of it as a pro sports, like, it just seems like every player now is on a 1-year contract necessarily with a scholarship, because everybody can move whenever they want to as it currently stands and not get penalized now. So the new guidelines will go into effect immediately. Transfers will have to do a few things, but that means remain in good standing, meeting academic eligibility and progress toward degree requirements in order to receive the immediate eligibility. So, anything outside of that, they should be good to go. And as we look down here, there's also some other dealings that the NCAA had decided on. The D1 board passed new rules allowing universities to help athletes find NIL contracts, which is interesting. Of course, at a certain time, as we, again, go through this period of change with the NCAA, with NIL, which is basically more and more, and it looks like pay for play, but we call it NIL, and basically is pay for play. Again, call it NIL. They're making some changes there. So athletes will be required to disclose any NIL deal of more than $600 to their school. The rule would be a first step, again, in the NCAA trying to create transparency for athletic departments regarding their players' financial situation. And it's all very interesting, especially that part, when you consider kind of what the goings on at the athletic department the last couple of months. Certainly Trev Alberts walking out the door, one of his long-term goals, and probably still a goal down there at Texas A&M, and for the NCAA altogether, is to have it be directly from the university, have the payment come directly from the university to the players, rather than having to go through like an 1890 initiative, or when any of those at whatever different school, whatever it's called. That's kind of interesting, as opposed to the new, Troy Dannon and the new athletic department is more willing to wear the 1890 brand, to at least play with the rules as they are now, not think down the line in the future. If all this gets passed, at some point, maybe it will just directly go through the university, but kind of just an interesting couple of months in a battle going on behind college football, which, again, I can't repeat anymore. The college football thing needs to be separated with the rest of collegiate sports, because it is driving these conference realignments, the crazy travel, all that stuff, and all the money's in football. There's some money, obviously, in the NCAA March Madness tournament and here and there with programs outside of football, but you just feel like there needs to be a separation there, and a lot of this mess would be a little bit cleared up. But then you go through Title IX stuff, and so there's just a lot to kind of figure out. It's a giant mess, and the NCAA at least is starting to try to patch some things together, but not all of it's going to be like you want it or like we've seen it before. If this unlimited transfer portaling continues, you know, it's just not going to be the same type of college football, but it will be in its own way interesting because, again, just look like a day like today where you have quarterbacks, you know, starting quarterbacks transferring, big-time running backs transferring, you know, even in the basketball window. I mentioned the Franklin Fiddler news. So the portals is definitely interesting. It definitely is good for radio. I'll say that because it gives us more to talk about. And it's just kind of the new wave of college football. So we'll see how that goes. That'll wrap it up for myself and certainly for Adam Carriker, as this is Adam Carriker on the Ticket, the Carriker Chronicles. I just had a few minutes to go on by myself. I'm Jake Bachman once again. Coming up next is Happy Hour. Rico is out once again, so Austin will jump in with Nick. That's Austin Orman and Nick Sainert coming up next on Happy Hour. They'll talk about Frankie Fiddler, some of this transfer stuff, I'm sure. Also, Nebraska football had a bit of a press conference there with Marcus Satterfield and EJ Barthel, so they might jump into that as well. That's coming up next year on 93.7 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply in-app only.